Hi there. My name is Pastor Rory Clark, and I'm the pastor of Barah Ministries, a worldwide Christian church based in Mesa, Arizona. I have a question for you. Why don't you give God another chance? That's the focus of these 10-minute lessons. You can give God another chance. If someone loves you unconditionally, if someone cares for you so much that he considers your problems to be his responsibility, if someone wants a deep, intimate and personal relationship with you, if someone isn't holding your sins, your mistakes against you, and if someone gives you direction that is never wrong, wouldn't you want to give them a chance in your life? All those things are true about God in relation to you. So why don't you give God another chance? God wants you to listen to his word from the voice of truth. God is no longer speaking to us in dreams and in visions and in theophany as he did in the Old Testament. Today, God speaks to us only through his word, which he has written through human authors in the Bible. 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 20 and 21 say this: Know this first of all, that no prophecy of Scripture is a matter of one's own private interpretation. And no prophecy was ever made by an act of human will, but men, moved by God the Holy Spirit, spoke directly from the exact thinking of the God, the Lord Jesus Christ. So that we would not have to interpret the Bible on our own, God sent us help. John chapter 16, verses 13 and 14 say this: When God the Holy Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all the truth. For God the Holy Spirit will not speak on his own initiative, but whatever he hears, he will speak, and he will disclose to you what is to come. God the Holy Spirit will glorify me, the Lord Jesus Christ, for he will take of mine and will disclose it to you. God the Holy Spirit is a person. God the Holy Spirit is our mentor and our teacher and our guide. God the Holy Spirit is the voice of truth. We do well when we listen to him as he communicates through pastors who are teaching the Word of God accurately. God wants to pour his knowledge into us because God wants us to know him and to love him, the person. And he wants it to be real to us that he is our only and best friend in times of trouble. That's what Christianity is. Christianity is not a religion. It's a relationship with Christ, the sovereign of the universe. Now, as we seek to get to know God, there are often questions that perplex our soul. It's a good idea to ask the question of our best friend, our God, the Lord Jesus Christ, because he is always ready to answer us. James chapter 1. Verse 5 says this: If any of you lacks wisdom, and of course you do lack truth and answers in your soul, let him keep on asking of the source, God the Father, in prayer, who gives wisdom to all generously and without reproach through a communicator, and wisdom will be given to him who asks for it. God always comes through with wisdom for those who request it. God is someone we can trust. God is the voice of truth, and we can go to him for wisdom. He will give us the wisdom that provides us with an adequate picture of the truth for any situation we face. Psalm 51, verse 6 says this: Behold, God, you desire truth in the innermost being, and in the hidden part of you, you will make me know wisdom. You know, that's one of the things that we really have to concern ourselves with as believers in Christ, the inner game. Well, I ask God a lot of questions, and one of the questions that has perplexed my soul for years as I watch the conduct of Christians is how their actions in their lives never seem to line up with the knowledge of the truth from the Bible that I know exists in their souls. I see a lot of Christians learning about the Christian way of life, but I don't see a lot of Christians engaging in the Christian way of living. Christians are often called hypocrites by unbelievers, and unfortunately, it's true. I count myself as first in this long line of people, hypocrites. In fact, I know that God always puts the biggest hypocrites up front to teach. If you look at all of the great men of the Bible, you will see one thing more than anything else when you look at their lives: human imperfection. As a teacher of the Word of God, it is quite disturbing when I catch myself not living the Word of God. As a matter of fact, one of the great tortures of my life is preparing Bible lessons, because everything that I am directing at others, I go through the mental flashbacks in my own life of all the times that I have violated those things. So at those times, though, the Lord reminds me that He is at work in me. Philippians chapter 1, verse 6 says this: I am confident of this very thing, that God the Father, who began a good work in you, will perfect it until the day of Christ Jesus. So if it is God's responsibility to perfect me, then I have no need to interfere with this process and try to perfect myself. In John chapter 10, verse 10, God reminds Christians that they have an enemy. Here's what it says: the thief, Satan, comes only to kill and steal and destroy. But I, the Lord Jesus Christ, on the other hand, came that believers in Christ might have the resurrection life, the Zoe life, the eternal life, and have it abundantly. That is what God is looking to pour out into us, an abundance. God pours His knowledge to His creatures through His Word, and He makes Himself visible to us in ways that make sense to human beings. The Lord provides us with every resource imaginable, more resources than we would ever need, and He lays down His life for us. Then, even after hearing the Word and knowing all the provisions, the result is the same. Wisdom often has no effect. There is no visible sign of change in our lives. There's no change in our circumstances. There are still atheists who believe that there is no God. There are still agnostics who believe that the mysteries of God can't be known. There are still the religious who are comfortable tolerating false doctrine and false teachers who provide no real knowledge of God and paying for the privilege. But the Word of truth from the voice of truth makes a difference. James chapter 1, verse 21 says this: therefore, putting aside all filthiness and all that remains of wickedness, in humility from God, receive the Word of God implanted. And implanted means the Word of God by which you are impregnated, which is powerful enough to deliver your souls. God uses His Word to change you into the person He has always wanted you to be. You may not see much on the outside, but on the inside, He is changing you, and you don't have to change yourself. James chapter 1, verse 22, but prove yourselves through obedience to God's requests from the Word of God. And keep on being doers of the Word, not merely hearers of the Word who keep on deluding themselves. James, when we hear what God has to say and then do it, it always works 100% of the time, guaranteed. That's a guarantee that you can't get from any place else. James chapter 1, verse 23, for if anyone in any generation who is a believer in Christ is a hearer of the Word and not a doer. And some believers are only hearers and not doers. This believer is similar to a noble believer who looks up and down at his natural face, beholding it in a mirror. Many believers are positive to the study of the Word of God. They have a pastor. They understand what the Word of God is saying. But they only collect biblical knowledge. They don't choose to live it. They inspect the Word of God, but it does not digest in a way that it is translated into action. James chapter 1, verse 24, for once this noble believer has looked at himself up and down and gone away from the mirror, he is immediately forgotten and in fact disregards what kind of person he was. What kind of person was this person? What did this person see? This person saw a hypocrite and then forgot what he saw. James chapter 1, verse 25, but in contrast, the noble believer who looks intently in the mirror, concentrating on the perfect law, the absolute truth of the Word of God. That is the law of liberty, the truth which sets you free, and keeps on abiding by it, not having become a forgetful hearer, but having become an effectual doer. This person will be blessed in what he does. God gives you great direction with his word. Let this be the time when you choose to listen to and obey the word of God from the voice of truth. Are you willing to give God another chance? When you are, you'll be gravitating to places where you can hear the word of God implanted so that it can impregnate your soul. Well, if you like these short lessons, visit our website at www.barahministries.com. That's www.barahministries.com. We have two different one-hour lessons per week to edify your spiritual life, and we also have a radio program that is available on our website. Please join us, and please keep on giving God another chance. I'm Pastor Rory Clark.